Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stadium conversation, not in Kansas City, but out west in Lawrence, I guess I can say.
The alma mater, huh?
Yeah. And you and I, thinking of camp, I remember the specific show. It was 2 or 3 weeks into training camp, hot as hell up there. We're sitting there, and KU unveiled renderings for their new football project, right?
Looked cool.
The Gateway Project, or District, whatever the hell they're calling it. And the stadium, and we went back and forth, and you know, we were talking about the wheat pillars or whatever over the stadium, the lights or whatever, and like, whatever. So people were complaining about that. The one thing you and I had a discussion on was, you know, look, I love the plan. It's exciting. Needs to happen. They're doing it in phases, which is normal. A lot of places do phases. But what I told you at the time, and I was like, dude, phase one is going to be completed by 2025. And then it said phase two, a timetable is not set yet. And I'm like, ooh.
Uh-oh.
I was like, I don't like that. That scares me a little bit. They're going to have a half-empty stadium for 1 year, for 7 years, for 10 years. What's it going to be? And then last week, KUSports.com had an article because Goff actually, Jared Goff.
Travis Goff.
Met with some folks there and gave an update on the $448 million renovation of Memorial Stadium and, of course, the entire project. And in that, he said that it is unknown as it stands on a potential timeline for phase two for the east side of the stadium, and also mentioned they don't have, you know, some of the, by the way, we can't afford it yet, of a reason the timeline for the project has not emerged. Now, that's not a change from what they announced. I want to be clear. I've seen some people be like, oh, they're backtracking.
No, it's a little bit like when Colorado said, we'll figure out a way to pay Dion.
Yeah, so they're not backtracking on the plan. The issue is, fast forward 8 months or whatever, there's not more clarity on phase two. Like, they never said that phase two was happening, you know, in this year, and now we don't have the money. That's misleading. No, they phase two has never had a timeline, and it still doesn't have one. That's what's a little concerning. And then, then you had people on social media arguing back and forth about where the money's coming from and things like that. But I'm more concerned that how many years are they going to have a half-built. Yeah, half-done stadium. They're going to have the east side, the old stands, and then a beautiful new side. How long is that going to happen?
That's going to look really dumb, right?
Yes.
Like Franken Stadium? Why would you half-build a stadium?
I'm fine with the phases.
What kind of plan is happening? No, I get it, but like,
if you know that a year later it's going to be done. So I'm fine. Like, if you told me for 1 year it had to be half-done, that's normal. The issue is it could be 5 years, Cody. It could be 10.
This wouldn't even work in a me situation, like with my wife. If I said, hey, baby, I'm going to tear down the bathroom walls. I'm redoing it. I'm doing it in phases. So, you know, bear with me. And so I go through the trouble. I take it down. I put up the drywall. And she's like, when are you putting the shower? That's phase two. And I'm not sure on that yet, but I'll get back to you. And you're like, get back to me. Like, we can only wash our hands in here. There's no other function to the bathroom outside of it. And I understand, but like, it's just going to look like, I think it's going to be hard to continue the momentum is the biggest issue for them. Is if they can't get the funding now, barring just Lance Leipold continuing to take this team on a magical run. And we talked about this with the Chiefs stadium. When are you going to have more momentum than you have right now if Kansas has another good football season this year? You're playing way better. You were a laughingstock before. Now you're a competitive football program. You're still in a power conference. You survived that mess. At least for now, we know college football works. Like, I feel like you got to get the funding lined up.
In a story from the KUSports.com, it says, KU leaders now believe retailers, restaurants, other amenities envisioned for the eastern side of the stadium, which would have been phase two, are likely to develop more slowly than once expected. Higher interest rates, type charged by lenders, has caused a handful of private developers considering the project to become less aggressive. So that's where things are at from over the weekend, and it was what's prompted some of this conversation again. The phase part is not the issue. It's that you don't have a timeline. They didn't have a timeline in August, and we still don't have a timeline for the east side of the stadium. So, yeah, it could be 2 years. It could be five. It could be 10 years without the other side of the stadium done. The rest of the project, again, which was going to have, like, a hotel and conference center and some other stuff.
Tino Lt over on Twitch was saying that this is a funding issue, which we know, but, like, tied to NIL. Do you think that this is NIL? Are those the same budgets? I feel like when you're talking NIL, you're talking $5, $10 million. Yeah. I'm not sure you're talking enough money to impact the amount of money you'd be, once again, asking Booth, presumably, to give you stadium upgrades.
Yeah, I don't think
they don't have retailers. They don't have people who want to be in the stadium.
It's a mix. Like, there's clearly some partners they thought maybe they had on the east side that was going to move it along quicker, that those relationships haven't ended up resulting in something as aggressive as I just said with the quote from the article. And then the other part is, their own donors, right? They clearly haven't raised enough money yet for it, which is why when they announced the project in August of last year, phase two was always to be determined, which made me nervous. And here we are eight months later, and it still doesn't have a timeline. If anything, it sounds like if the timeline doesn't exist, it's still further in the future than it once was.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.